Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. So excited to have you out today. Excited especially because we have a wonderful guest here joining us, Nicole, which you'll hear from in just a moment. As a reminder, make sure you go visit us at our website, www.moneyripples.com. Check out a lot of the free stuff we have. Check out our other episodes we have on iTunes as well as Blog Talk Radio. So let me introduce our first guest, our first and only guest today, which is her name, Nicole Carpenter. Now, Nicole's somebody I've actually known for the last year, and somebody I really requested. I just had this big impression. I said, I need to invite her on the show because she's an amazing, amazing business person. She's an amazing mom. She's just a great person in general to know. So, Nicole, what she really does, she helps overwhelmed moms find better balance and make more time for what matters most in their lives. She's a mentor. She's a speaker. She's a founder of her website, momentity.com. That's MONENTITY.com. Which is a blog and online community for mothers. And she reaches out to moms in several countries across the world. She's also the creator of Define Your Time Management course that helps women manage their time, balance their life, and get more done. I mean, how many of you would want that? Seriously, right? She's also a columnist for, I know, with a local site, KSL.com, a huge news site out here. She's also a best-selling author of the book, 52 Weeks to Fortify Your Family, 5-Minute Messages. Great book, especially if you're more of a religious type, something that my family and I use as well. And then, of course, her most important role, though, is, of course, she's a mommy. You know, she's got 4 kids at home, and she's got her amazing husband that she has as well. And just an all-around great person, amazing, bright personality. You'll love having her on the show. So, Nicole, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. That was such a sweet introduction. So I'm just really excited to be here with you today.
Me too. Well, this is fantastic. And I know I have a lot of listeners, a lot of them are women and a lot of them are moms just like you. And they're trying to find that perfect balance in life. And so, but before we go into a lot of that content, because I know they're going to want to know a lot about that, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Like how did you take this path to be where you are today?
Yeah. Oh, well, if we go all the way back, I believe that a lot of what I'm doing right now falls in line with who I was created to be. And that could be a whole nother podcast, but I didn't find it easily. I didn't find my path easily. I always wanted to be an author, particularly a nonfiction author, which is kind of strange for some little kid to want to be a nonfiction author. But that was always a dream of mine, and I always loved speaking in front of people. But I never really knew how that would work in a career setting. And I also knew that I wanted to be a mom, a working mom, actually. It wasn't until my first daughter was born that I realized, ooh, maybe I want to do the stay-at-home mom thing. And then after she was born, we had a son, and then we decided to have one more child. And that turned into 2 because we realized that we were not expecting just one baby, but we were expecting 2. So we went for 3 and we got 4, like a buy one, get one, kind of. Not technically, but there was a lot of work to get them here. But when they got here, I put everything on hold, all of my dreams, all of my desires, and I just became a mom full time, which was important and it was necessary, and I loved it. But between you and me, that first year of their life is just a blur. Like, I look back and it's all my memories are really fuzzy. I was sleep deprived, and it was my job to just keep everybody alive until the end of the night. Like, seriously, if I could get a shower and I could feed the kids and keep us from killing each other, then like that was a good day. And it was fun in the sense that, you're a mom with these cute little babies, but it was a lot of hard work, and I lost myself as a mom. I didn't realize it. I didn't realize it until the babies were about 18 months old. And, when they were first born, I had 4 kids, 5 years old and younger. And so we were in survival mode. And then when we were 18 months old, again, and I realized that I no longer liked myself as a person. And that's when I realized that the balance between motherhood and individuality is so important. And that's when I adopted that as my mission, to share the things that I've learned with women all over the world, because I know that this is a silent epidemic of women who are unhappy being mothers, but we don't talk about it because that makes us a bad person. So that's how Mom Entity came to be, and that's why I love what I do and I'm so passionate about what I do.
Yeah, we had four kids in the our first 4 and 5 years too, and it's not easy. It's crazy. We didn't even have twins. We didn't go do the whole Costco shopping like you did, right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we didn't buy one and get one free. We didn't do that at all. We just had a bunch of them close together. But it does create a lot of stress, and you kind of lose yourself in that identity. You lose yourself in that role versus who you divinely are, right?
Exactly.
So how are you able to come past that? I mean, as you started to realize you needed to prioritize yourself more and so that you can be a better servant for your family and everybody else, what was the change, or what happened?
I'm a writer, obviously. I like to write. That's why I have a book. But it was also my release and my outlet. So I would put the kids to sleep, and I'd stay up late, and I'd just sit in a dark room, and I would just type and type and type on my laptop, not even sure what I was typing. I just needed to get my feelings out, and I was just so tired of faking my happiness. I was so tired of taking care of them and not taking care of myself. I was so tired of that same thing every day. And so through my typing, I realized that there were 6 things that I was not doing, 6 things that I needed to do right away. And I did. I implemented those things almost immediately, and I had such a drastic turnaround that those 6 things became the 6 mom resolutions that we talk about at Mom Entity. And those 6 things, I believe, can be a catalyst for women everywhere who feel lost or buried in motherhood to find time for themselves and to create a way to make time for what matters most to them.
Oh, awesome. So what are some of those 6 things?
Yeah, they are, the first one is I am valuable, and that's really keying back into our divine calling and who we are in addition to being a mother. You know, we can be a mom and other things. The second one is dreams are real, and that is where we realize that the dreams and the desires that we have in our heart, they are a part of who we are, and they're who we are created to be. And if we ignore that, we won't ever find true happiness, because we'll only be reaching a part of our potential. So we need to realize that those dreams that we have, no matter how small they may be, even if it's just, you know, learning how to plant a vegetable garden, no matter how small that dream is, it's critical to your happiness to work towards achieving it. So dreams are real is number 2. Number 3 is define and protect my roles, and that's about our different roles and responsibilities. Number 4 is leverage my time. Number 5 is cherish my children. And number 6 is everyone needs play dates. And actually, on my website, momentity.com, you can download a free mom relief kit that goes into lots of detail on each of those 6 resolutions. It's a workbook and an audio training.
Oh, that's awesome. I know our listeners will love having a tool like that, especially if it dives more in depth with those kind of things.
Yeah, it totally does.
So that's momentity.com, right? Like MOMENTITY.com.
Yeah, like mom and identity combined.
Awesome. So with that, let's kind of focus on just that one with personal value, right?
Because
I talk a lot about people finding their divine genius in life, right? And really stepping into that more. And one of the things I talk a lot about is there's a difference between your purpose and roles.
Yes.
And I find a lot of people get stuck in believing that, you know, that their purpose is to be a mom, or their purpose is to be a dad, or their purpose is to be a nurturer or a provider or whatever it might be. But what I try to help people realize that it goes so much deeper than that, because, you know, what if you couldn't be a mom for whatever reason? You know, what if those roles have to shift or change even over time? Do you lose your purpose? Does that mean you have no reason to keep living? And so I've realized it has to be a lot deeper. Yeah, you know, what would you speak to that?
That is deep, Chris. And I have to tell you, I've been teaching on these topics for 3 years now, and never once have we brought that point up. That's some really good stuff that I might have to start using on my own. So the idea that your role is different than your purpose, and your purpose has more to do with your value. That's so important. You know, one of the problems that women have is that they combine their role as home manager as mom, and they think that in order to be a good mom, they have to have a clean house. Or vice versa. You know, like, I'm not a good mom because my laundry isn't folded or my floor is sticky. So we have to separate those two features. But I love the aspect of realizing that the hat that you wear, the role that you have, does not make you who you are. You can strip yourself of your family and you are still a valuable person with divine callings. And those may change. You still may have that nurturer in you, but, you know, you can be a mother figure in so many different ways, or you can be a leader in your community just like you can be a leader in your home. But I think for people to be comfortable with that idea, honestly, Chris, they have to be comfortable with themselves first, because so many of us seek external value from all of these different roles that we have.
Sure.
And it's a lot of work to look internal and really love who you see in the mirror, regardless of the things around you or what's on your business card.
So true. there's a lot of depth there. I hope you guys realize that there's so much on this that we could go into, and we could probably make several podcast episode series out of this.
Yeah.
Because it really is. It's a big thing, and I agree with that. Like, you really have to see the value in really beyond that. And I've noticed too that when it comes to that value, it has to be something that can work in any role that you play. You know, so it's more about who you are and how you show up. Not so much of what you do is that purpose.
Yeah. One of the things that I love to teach that makes my approach to time management so different, makes define your time so different, I really believe that we need to have a calendar that matches our values. So we take a real intrinsic approach to calendaring at Mom Entity, and we really focus a lot on what we value and what's most important to us, and then how that can show up even in our calendar. And that when we can find that balance, then we can really be happy and content with where we are and what we're doing.
Oh, I love that. Let me ask you this question. What's the common thing you hear from women, or even women business owners, those that are trying to balance business and family life? What do you hear from them often?
Well, they're busy and they feel like they don't have enough hours in the day, which is true. But I think the thing that bugs them the most is the mom, I call it mom guilt. It's that voice in your head that when you're on your computer or checking emails or with a client, you feel guilty that you're not with your kids. And when you're with your kids, you feel guilty that you're not progressing and moving your business forward, as if you cannot do both at the same time. That is probably the thing that worries women the most, that negative voice in their head.
Yeah, so that constant feeling of mom guilt, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we call it.
Yeah.
Mom guilt. And it doesn't matter if you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom or a work-at-home mom. We all feel it. Even the stay-at-home mom feels that mom guilt because she feels like she's got so many different responsibilities and she feels like she's never good enough. And then that goes back to your value too. You know, we feel like we need to be perfect in so many different areas of our life, but perfection's kind of a myth. It doesn't exist. And so for us to think that we're not enough, It we're just hurting ourselves, because the truth is we're exactly who we need to be.
Right. Now, I can definitely relate to that. I have a kind of a dad-husband guilt thing that I've had to work through a lot, especially where I work at home.
Yeah.
You know, and my wife knows that she can pretty much knock on my door and say, hey, I need help. And it's like, well, if I can't, you know, that's like, oh, well, now I'm not helping her and not doing it perfect, right?
Yeah.
And then you're just constantly feeling guilty for everything, you know, or, oh, I spent a couple of days with my family. Ooh, how did that hurt my business, you know?
Exactly.
If it did at all, which is usually in your head.
It's all in your head, yeah. And it's important to have systems in place to manage both your family and your business. And if you can stay true to those systems, and even something as simple as blocking out your time blocking, and knowing this is when I'm working my business and this is when I'm parenting my kids, and I'm going to stay true to both. Now, that doesn't mean that if there isn't an emergency, you wouldn't, you know, cancel a call and run out and help your wife, you know. If there's an emergency, you drop what you need to do and you go and do it. But if we know that we play with our kids in the morning and we work on our business in the afternoon, then when we fill our phone buzzing in our pocket and we know that it's all these things that we need to get to, we can just be patient and be in the moment and push our kids on the swing or cuddle with them or read them a story and know that right now we're being a parent and we will get to work on our business when that time comes.
Oh, I love it. You know, I would actually emphasize that too, like really setting that schedule and sticking to it. I actually had a client who was in a direct sales company, and she was struggling because she wanted to retire her husband eventually, right? She wanted to be able to pay for all the household and then some. But mm-hmm. she was feeling guilty about not succeeding there. She's feeling guilty also because she wasn't focusing on her kids enough and wouldn't spend enough time there or with her husband. And so she was in a constant state of guilt. And I remember asking her, I said, listen, you're selling a dream to people. If people were to see your life right now, would they think it's a dream or a nightmare?
Yeah.
And then she started bawling. And then I felt really bad.
Yeah.
And we actually got her to do that. We said, well, let's recommit. Like, let's excel in both of these areas. Instead of thinking that you're taking away, like it's scarcity, how do we make both do better? And we actually had her do that. She said, if I could focus on my kids in the morning and then just work in the afternoon, I'd feel better. And less in the evening, because she was doing things like almost every night.
Yeah.
And when we did that, it was funny. I told her, I was like, you make sure you stay firm to this. Like, you make sure that you tell, you know, the people that are on your team that you'll get back to them. It'll just be about 1 o'clock. And she's at 1 to 5. And crazy thing is that her business boomed. She retired her husband, and now they're making tens of thousands of dollars a month after just a number of years.
That's great. And this is the flip side too, though, when it comes to how you manage your kids, because the kids still need a mom. And if you have little kids, they don't even understand what a business might be. So it's important for your kids to realize that you've got mom time and work time, and or parent time for the dads out there. And then when they come to you with a minor problem, you can gently hold their hand and look them in the eye and say, right now, this is mommy's working time, but we can do that later when I'm done with this. And then they realize that you're segmenting your life, and that helps them too.
That's
it's good
great.
For your family.
Well, what other tips would you give these mothers?
Moms who want to better balance their business and their family?
Yes.
Well, we talked about time blocking. Another one that's right along the same lines is time batching, where you do like things at one time. And this is easier to do when you have to have the block set in place. And then, like, maybe you do all of your customer calls on the first Tuesday of every month or every Tuesday. And you do, like, I was telling you before this call that on Thursdays, that's when I train all of my clients, and I have all of my one-on-one calls or my group mentoring calls are always on Thursdays. And if you can batch the things that you do, it helps you get more done, because you can just get in that mode, get your things out, and you're not jumping back and forth. And then the same goes with the home too. If you can do all of your cooking on one day or all of your house cleaning at the same time, or even just say, I'm just going to clean all of the toilets today, and just batch those activities, it helps you save time and stay organized.
Yeah, but Nicole, like if you insist that you only do your client meetings on Thursdays, aren't you going to lose business?
I'm not, though, because then that makes me more in demand. And of course, if there's an emergency, then we'll reschedule that. But really, like, the truth is that I am a mom teaching other women how to balance their business and their family, and I need to be able to do this myself. And so that's how we make this work. Thursdays are my client days, and right now I happen to have somebody here watching the kids for me, but oftentimes we'll just pop some popcorn and put in a movie, and they're okay. They can fend for themselves while I attend to my clients for a few hours.
I know you can't see it right now, but I'm, like, jumping up and down, but I'm trying to, like, contain myself, so it's awesome. That's great, because, I mean, there's a lot of scarcity that people will start to have when you start to really put down those rules. But like you said, like, if anything, it hasn't contracted your business. It actually expanded it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? It's the exact opposite of what you would expect, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I know you teach a lot about money and, you know, managing your money and being aware of your money. And our business is the same, and our roles are the same. You know, it's just as important to be aware of our time as it is our money. So I am a big advocate of making proactive decisions about your time, knowing where your time is coming in and knowing where your time is going out. Even though we all only have 24 hours in a day, none of us use the same. So we can be just as responsible with our time as we can our money. And I actually love the analogy, and I have a video about this on what is your relationship with time, and you can find it on my YouTube channel. But what is your relationship with time? Do you treat time like a toddler? How many of us treat time like a toddler? Like, we're always complaining about time. There's never enough. We're always dragging it around behind us. But if we had a positive relationship with time, what would that look like? what would your day look like if you treated time like a responsible friend and you stopped blaming time for the things that you just don't get done? It's not time's fault. You've just made poor decisions, and we need to take accountability for that and realize that we can make changes to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Wow. That's cool. Definitely have to check that out. That's on your YouTube channel, you said?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, amazing. Your time as a toddler, right?
Yeah. And it's true. Like, if you think about it, how many of us say to people when they ask us to do things, I don't have time. That's a lie. Like, you do have time. You don't. Mm-hmm. You just are choosing not to use your time that way. So even if the very first thing that you do is just change that one phrase and stop using it and stop blaming time and instead say, oh, thanks for offering, but unfortunately, that doesn't fit into my schedule today. And it's the same thing. You're just phrasing it differently. And for those that believe in, like, the energy of the universe or whatever, I believe that if time we'll find that time.
Oh, I hear. At time, just like money, it's not about not having enough. It's just a matter of practice, which towards. And, if you're not putting it in there, if you're not making time for it, obviously you just don't prioritize it, and that's all it is. You know,
it's just about making time for what matters most.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. I know we're running out of time here, but any final tips you'd want to give our listeners here?
Passion. For some reason, I've been thinking about passion a lot. In order to make this work, you need to be passionate about your family and passionate about your business. And if you're in a business that doesn't have your heart, that's taking you away from your family, then it's not worth it. So it's really important, because you are going to sacrifice when you grow your company. You are sacrificing that time away from your family. And even though you can do it constructively and effectively and still raise great kids, if you're not passionate about what you're doing, then what's the point?
Amen. That's great. Thank you. This has been an awesome, awesome interview. I appreciate it so much, Nicole. This is amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. And again, if people want more information on the 6 mom resolutions, even the guys, you can go to momentity.com and just leave your email in the sidebar, and we'll get you that training and that audio.
Yeah. And you said you have a, was it 6 most important list, right? Like, is that the same 6 you were just briefly mentioning here?
Yeah, well, no, it's something different. It actually has to do with using a to-do list that actually works for you. Mm. But I definitely have that available with some other resources on my website as well.
Awesome. And you have a mom relief kit as well, too?
Yeah, that's what includes the 6 most important, or the 6 mom resolutions is
awesome.
In the mom relief kit.
Great stuff. Yeah, everybody, I recommend you definitely get that. If heck, even if you're a dad or someone who's doing this as well in life and in business. This is amazing, amazing stuff. Great tools, great things you can use. And heck, I mean, it's worth it. I mean, because when it comes down to it, we all have a passion. We all have mission in life. And to allow us to be able to fulfill that mission as much as possible, it does require us to create that balance and mm-hmm. to live those lives of prosperity, not just in business, not just with money, but in all areas of our life, including our own families. So, Nicole, thank you again so much for being on our show.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to join us next week as we come back again. You have a great prosperous week. We'll see you all later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.